The Spanish Revival. The Iberian Artists Society was founded at the end of 1924, with the goal of renewing art and its relationship to the public. In its first manifesto, the sign has declared,
"The horizon of artistic activity has yet to be configured. The only possible judge is an informed public."
One of the most recognized members of the Iberian Artists Society was Benjamin Palencia. Close to Palencia was Rodríguez Luna, who represented the best of Spanish surrealism before he became a politically revolutionary artist. Other important figures within surrealism were sculptor Ángel Ferrand and the Canarian Óscar Domínguez. Other Spanish artists formed part of a new wave of the Paris school, like Asturian Orlando Pelayo. Others still invented a personal neo-figuratism with echoes of several avant-garde movements, like Rafael Zabaleta. Take a minute to look at the Sphinx by Zabaleta and listen to his story. Zabaleta was an austere portraitist from a world centered on rural life in Jaén. Abelló got to know Zabaleta during the years when he had a studio in Madrid, and he bought some drawings from him then. That's the case of the Sphinx. This is Zabaleta before his rural primitive cubism. It's a surrealist Zabaleta. The Sphinx is the bust of a woman, beautiful but wounded. The elegant woman is not alive in spite of her attentive gaze, but rather unsettlingly empty. Look at the plaque on the pedestal. It carries the signature of the artist. Might this represent his feminine alter ego?